Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jameis Winston, everybody wants to pile on Jameis. He's done all sorts of terrible things. And today, I think for the first time, I actually felt, I don't want to say a little bit of sadness, but or that I feel for Jameis, but his fiance did deliver a baby boy.
This is great. This is great. This is just what he needs.
Yeah, purpose. A child.
And you want to know, I'm very, very open to that. And as much smack as I've talked about Jameis, I've beat the drum time and time again. I have some sort of feeling today, you know, that I hope if all the things I think are true, I think babies can change people.
Mm-hmm. Well, when my daughter was born, I stopped groping Uber drivers, John. So I feel like the same thing could happen to Jameis. Both babies born in Tampa Bay. Why couldn't this happen to him?
Yeah, It made me realize also that there's a whole nother side to this story that I haven't heard one single person talk about, and that is his fiance, who's been seriously, obviously, as pregnant as can be during this whole entire debacle.
Right, and it can't be easy on her, but you're not expecting a press conference from her to address all this stuff and how it's affected her.
No, nothing like that. It's just, I'm not feeling any guilt about anything I've ever said or the way that I feel regarding Jameis Winston. All I'm saying is that, you know, I haven't heard her name mentioned. I don't know that it's been taken into consideration very much that, you know, he is obviously in a, I'm using air quotes, committed relationship.
Yeah, they're getting married soon, aren't they?
Yes, they are getting married.
Yeah. He's getting his life on the right track, John. Just in time, he's going to have now that 3-game suspension, that's going to come in handy. More time with, is it a son? Does he have a son?
Yes.
Yeah, they named after his father, didn't they?
A healthy baby boy, Antonor Malachi Winston.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's perfect.
I like this. Good for you, Jameis.
Oh, now we're all going to be on Jameis' side.
I was never against him. Like, I'm not.
Oh, you support him?
No, I'm not saying I support him or I'm against him. I don't think he's in any position to lead a franchise and that he's made bad decisions because he came from a small town that was probably very close-minded and he wasn't exposed to a lot of what he was thrown into. So he wasn't prepared for any of this. But a child does change a man. Maybe a little boy into a man.
You're hoping this kid doesn't change, Jameis. I see you.
No, that's not what I'm hoping. All I can say is that the emotions that I had today when I heard this news was very different to all the emotions that I've had regarding Jameis over the past couple
months.
And
that's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right that you're feeling a different way about Jameis today.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't change anything he's being accused of doing, but who knows? He's still, what, 23, 24?
Yeah, I mean, he's still a young kid, and I always wonder that, you know, I'm together now, not together, but I always wonder about what would have happened if, you know, I would have had a kid at like 22, 23, if I'd be further along in my life and my career, if that would have happened.
That's interesting. So you've considered that not having a kid is maybe what held you back in your career because you haven't been as motivated? Because I feel like, from as long as I've known you, you're pretty motivated. You started off in promotions. You expressed an interest to get over here in programming, and here you are now leading the afternoon drive show on the bone. So
yeah, but there was a lot of life before I even got here, though. You know, like my 20s were spent pretty lost for the most part. I mean, I was I didn't go to school a lot. As far as college, I was skipping class and smoking weed and you know, I had a couple stints in radio that I probably made some bad decisions.
It's okay. I don't think you're still very young. I don't think having a kid would have changed your trajectory. In fact, you probably would be out of radio if you had a kid.
It's possible because I probably would have just said, I would have just said screw it and then went and got a job that, you know, paid me money right up front. I don't know.
This is a tough business to make it in when you know you're full time and everything's good, but if you're trying to make it and you have a baby at home, as you know from the stories I've told you, it's not very cheap. So I think it's something you would have said when you realized that you weren't making a ton of money. You said I have to get in a better position to provide for my family.
Yeah, and I don't I don't judge what I'm going to say is judging of people, but I look a lot of times I look at people and I see them have kids and it's like they don't get it together. And I've always just been fascinated with that feeling that you get when you find out you're going to have a baby. Because let's say, you know, we're not being the safest. Let's say I find out today that my girlfriend's having a baby.
Yeah.
I would, I don't know what I would do. I just know that it would be.
What do you mean you're gonna have the baby, right?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I'll have the baby.
Well, you said you didn't know. I didn't know what I don't know means.
All right, I obviously said something wrong. Let's find out what it was. Austin, what did I say wrong?
The middle name is Malachi, not Malachi.
Oh, well, screw you, man, Jameis supporter. Malachi, I apologize. Antonor Malachi Winston is Jameis. See this?
There you go. Hey, listen, Jameis supporters, they have all the facts, John.
They really do.
And you're pouring your heart out about having a kid.
I was, and I think about it often, and I've said this off the air, and I don't know that I've said this even to my girlfriend yet, so I probably shouldn't even say it here.
Let's hear it, baby.
But something has clicked in my head over the past few weeks that I don't know.
Come on, I need a nephew.
Something changed in me. And I'm not saying I want to have a kid. I'm just saying that
happened?
I don't know. It seemed to all stem around from my trip that I took to California and Colorado. And I don't know if it had something to do with seeing my cousin's kids. I don't know if it had to do with reconnecting with the idea that my family is bigger than just me and the people that I see. I don't know what it was. All I can tell you is I've been very against it my entire life, and that feeling has kind of gone away.
What held you back? Why were you against it your entire life to have kids?
Just selfish reasons, and it just has never sounded appealing to me. And at this moment, I can't say that it sounds appealing to me. Like that, those aren't the words that I would use. I can just tell you that my mind has just opened a little bit as far as, you know, seeing my cousin who you know, is a jokester like me and always just kind of gone by the seat of his pants kind of guy like me to a certain extent. And there he is now, like a great dad. And you know, you look at things like that and it just makes you think, at the very least, I'm having thoughts in my head like, am I right? Is that really the way you want to go?
You're gonna have a kid. You're gonna be a great dad. When you see me and the stuff that I go through with Phoebe and the baby, do you go think, man, that looks great, or did you go, man, this is why I don't want to have a kid?
No, and you know what? That could be, it could be because everybody is growing up around me. It could be because, you know, I see you, who I'm very close with your baby, and then my brother, you know, now has a baby. All of my best friends are all having babies, and I can't say that it makes me want to have one. And I feel bad almost having this conversation because I have not said any of this to my girlfriend.
Well, does she want to have a kid eventually? I'm sure she does.
I mean, we've been on the page. We've been on a page that was, we felt like we were in agreement. Yes. Like nothing, not like we're never having kids. We always said we would revisit it when I was 33. Like if I don't feel like I want to have a kid by 33, then I'm probably, you know, shutting the door sometime around there.
Better get those boys tested.
See, I got a bad feeling about that.
Might have some crooked tails. I mean, who knows?
I got a bad feeling about my boys.
No, you're fine. You can fix the boys. It's fine. You go see Dr. Reyes. He'll take care of you. Dr. Sanchez will take care of you.
Yeah, I mean, I am concerned because, you know, I read a lot about, you know, men's health and things like that. And the other thing, you know, I love my soaks and I love my saunas. And they say that just kills your sperm.
And they say tight underwear does, and they say all these things.
Mountain Dew.
Well, I don't drink any Mountain Dew, but I mean, I literally am in the sauna or take a hot soak every day and have for probably the past 3 years.
Well, if it's between a hot soak and having a family, I don't know if that's going to be a tough decision for you.
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't stop that. I don't know. Is that irreversible?
No, you get those boys back. You get the number back up. I was done. My doctor thought I was going to have no way I'd be able to do it. He said, take these vitamins. We'll come get you tested. Then he tested me and he goes, this stuff should be in the Hall of Fame. Great job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hall of Famers.
Hall
huh?
of Fame.
Oh, wow. Did it look different?
No.
Did you get a darker hue?
The hue was the hue. But I had to do it at the office, and you know, they have the magazines and the DVDs back there.
Oh, yeah. That might be a fun little bit. Like, we'll get my stuff tested live on the air.
You could do that, but I have to tell you, when you go to one of these places, it's not really that sexy when you're going in one of those back rooms. It's very, very clinical. Even though you've got the movies and everything there that you could ever want, you know that somebody was in there before you.
Well, I'm just curious of my count.
Well, get it done. Get it done. You can definitely get it changed.
But let's not all freak out. I can imagine that I'll be having text messages from my mother soon saying, oh my God, I'm so happy. I'm going to have another grandbaby. Yeah. It's nothing like that. I can just tell you over the past few months, my mind has just wandered in places that it hasn't wandered.
You're
before.
Evolving. It's all right. I don't think a decision you make when you're 21 is going to be the same when you're 31.
I guess you're right. Hey, Everett, thank you for calling Drew Garabo Live. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
First off, John, I want to say your boys are just fine. Trust me. You can't be this good on a radio and not have your boys working at full function down there.
I'd like to think number that two, there could be some connection. Thank you.
Definitely. And number two, you don't know what's changed your mind with the kids. You went to California. It obviously has something to do with the weed being so much better out there that changed your mind and it kind of restructured everything up there.
I'm not saying you're completely out of bounds. I appreciate you taking a little dive into my mind, and you might be right, Everett.
You guys have a good one.
Appreciate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you spoke that weed called Second Trimester. Is that what it was, John? It's a big popular weed out there in California.
Just got a tweet from the lovely at Radio Phoebe with a picture of the very handsome, very fatherly Seth Kushner at what appears to be a splash pad over the weekend.
Man,
with the caption, "Here's why you should have a kid," smiley face.
Oh, you like that, Micah? Oh, jeez.
That makes me so happy.
I know. It's a great picture. Best splash pad in St. Pete, by the way. Found it's in South St. Pete. It was amazing yesterday. There's all these barbecues going on, splash pad.
And, you know, and this sounds bad, but, like, we were at the beach on whatever night it was, Tuesday night, and I see, like, a dad, and he's got, like, two boys that are, like, probably, like, 8, 9, like that looks really cool to me.
Yeah.
But babies still absolutely terrifying. I just feel like I wouldn't be able to. It's, but, and you're kind of hope for me, Seth, because you're already stressed and you know you have that way about you. But you don't. It didn't like you don't live in this constant sense of fear or paranoia. I feel like I would be worried every second of every day. I wouldn't be able to live my life because I would be so filled with worry and paranoia that something bad was going to happen to my child.
Well, I practiced my whole life because I'm filled with worry and paranoia since I was a child. So having a kid just it adds a small amount to it, but it's pretty much how I go throughout my day, John. So I've been ready for this my whole life. I think you're going to want to have a kid, and the baby phase is short, and then what you're going to have is you're going to have a little buddy, and you're going to watch wrestling with him, and he's going to grow up to be just like you, and what more could you ask for?
See, that sounds cool. Like, I just get to, like, mold my own little friend, you know, because I don't have many friends. So.
A little buddy. Let's be a little friend. Yeah, a little buddy.
That, and then, you know, you get to, like, Drew's age, and the next thing you know, your little buddy leaves you, and you're just all alone.
Well, that's why I have a couple kids. You get ready, so.
I guess you're right. Hey, Jeff, thank you for calling Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing good, buddy. Thank you.
Short story. Love your show. I was in my 20s, and I'm just like you. I was living on the beach, partying every night. Then I got my girlfriend pregnant, and then just something clicked overnight. And I started working 2 full-time jobs and a part-time job on my day off. And then I ended up having 3 beautiful daughters over the course of 18 years. And then, of course, I got divorced, and I kind of reverted back to my old ways for about 2 years. And then I'm done. But I something clicked, and I definitely grew up.
So what's your advice for John?
Yeah, what stop? Is this about me not like having to stop going to the sauna?
No. I was just giving you the idea that it turned me into a man and responsibility instead of just, you know, partying all the time.
Thank you. And I'm not partying all the time or anything like that, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, and you're not going to be able to do your late night soaks anymore. You're going to have to go home as soon as work's done, John.
And see, those are the selfish things that I think of. Like, I know the commitment that I have, not like because I'm going to miss my soaks, but you know, we have a dog, and that's a big commitment. Like, if we want to go,
yes.
We go to Universal for the weekend, you know, that's tough with the dog. So once you have that child, I accept the fact that in a lot of those other ways, you don't have that life anymore.
But do you want to get to the end of your life where you're 85 and you're checked into this nursing home and you go, you know what? I should have had a kid, but I really loved going to the sauna, and that just wasn't it wasn't worth it for that soak every single night.
I specifically said I'm not talking about the sauna. I'm talking about bigger things. I'm talking about, you know, being able to live your life.
You've done it. You've done that. You've done that for 31 years. I mean, how much longer do you want to live that life?
Yeah. And as a female, and in my perspective of, you're looking at it as though if you had a child, it may have changed your career path, and maybe you'd be in a different place, or that would have pushed you at an earlier age. Me as a female, it's going to be really hard if all of a sudden I decide to have a child. That's a full-time job, and I do 2 full-time jobs. What do I do? So that's a whole nother. I have to have.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed when you have a kid, Micah.
I have to have an equal support system. I have to have a man who provides as well and contributes. It's a partnership. So I look at it completely different than you, to where I look forward to having children. I can't wait to have that. To me, that's life. That makes it
worthwhile. That's just your
burning
loins. You don't want a baby. You just want to practice making a baby.
No, that's part of the fun. That's all part of the fun. But that's going to be great with whoever he is whenever he comes along. And in the meantime, I can't do that right now.
Well, and the other thing is that I've eventually bought into the theory. You know, my whole life I've just been saying I'm not ready, and that goes for marriage. That goes for kids. To where I say, it's just not the time. You know, I want to own a house. I want to not be making minimum wage at my place of employment. I want to be able to provide and do things like that. Sorry to get deep on everybody, but you know, those are the things that I want to do. And now here I am at this age realizing, so what? So I wait for all those things, and I mean, I feel they're going to come, but I can't, kind of have gotten to a point where I'm like, no, people say you're never ready, and I'm buying into that now.
Oh, yeah, you're not ready. You're not ready.
We're never ready for anything that gets thrown at us, but then it just happens, and it's supposed to.
Did you feel not ready?
I felt ready until we had the baby, and then every day goes by, and it's just like something else happens. You go, I'm not ready for this. Then you have to have a pep talk with your teammate, with your wife, whomever, your baby mama, and go, yeah, we can take care of this. We've got this. And well, I don't know, we're 13 months in, and I feel like we're doing okay so far.
Yeah, you guys are doing
great. She only got kicked out of preschool today, but we got her back in, so everything's taken care of.
Yeah, Tori M. Spears just sent me a picture. There's no better feeling in the world than being a father, and it's a picture of him and his daughter. They're both holding, you know, title belts. I want somebody to hold my other title belt.
And not everybody's able to have kids. It's not. Sometimes you have to adopt. Sometimes you're not able to do it. Whether it's the man or the woman that's having the issues, but you know, if you're able to do it, I think, and it's on your mind, I think it's something that you definitely want to do.
And here's my last part on this, and then we'll wrap it up. But my other thing I think about often is the pain and how terrible giving birth sounds. Like, I don't want to put that on. Ugh. I don't want her to have to go through that.
It's a gift. They'll forget what the pain felt like whenever they see that child come to life.
Well, I understand that, but that doesn't stop the pain. And then, you know, I'm very paranoid, so then I worry about something happening.
You want an epidural also, man? They'll take care of you. You'll be feeling good.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of things I think about, and one of them is the pain and agony of childbirth that, you know, my wife at the time, whatever it may
be. Yeah, you're good. John, they can handle the pain. We can't. That's why they have the babies. We can't do it. We can't even fathom it. They're all good with it. And they have strong pills.
Strong.
All right.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. You really dug into my...
This was good. This was a good therapy session for you. I don't know if we accomplished anything, but all your feelings are... you're allowed to feel that way.
Just wait till I get home and my girlfriend says, oh, so you want to have a baby now? Would have been good to tell me. And that's not the case. All I'm saying is there's been moments lately where my mind has gone to places it has never gone.
You're going
to
be a dad. I mean, look at the way you love Brody. You're gonna love your kid like that one day.
That's another thing, too, is I can't have some kid, you know, showing up and coming in between me and Brody.
Well, guess what? My baby and dogs are best friends now, and that's how I always pictured it to be, John. It's all happening.
Good. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, something happened to Seth Kush today. He witnessed something. I don't know if I've ever seen it. I don't know if I've ever seen this. Definitely not in person. But all I can say is get ready with your tweets with hashtag big dong problems. Coming up on Drew Garabo Live.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.